Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to encourage you that you don't just take these and listen to them, but you put them into your life in ways that are different than just hearing. I think most of us need to learn things both in what we hear and what we read. I believe with all my heart, readers are leaders, and leaders make a difference. But to lead well, we've got to invest our time into reading things that matter. And I want to encourage you to take these and then take the scripture that is found from them and bury yourself in it so you get this at least two different ways. So today we're going to take a look at Joshua. In Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 and 3, here's what the scripture says. After the entire nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from the people, one man for each tribe, and command them, take 12 stones from this place in the middle of the Jordan where the priest's feet are standing. Carry them with you and set them down at the place where you spend the night." Now, I want to give you a little backdrop here. The people of Israel, they had been wandering in the desert for 40 years, wandering, doubting, and believing again. If they were in one of these type of situations that we are today, you might would have seen them looking back and thinking, we need to make Israel great again. Well, God had parted the Red Sea for them. He'd provided manna when they were hungry. He had protected and guided them over and over and over again. And if they had held elections, I promise you, it would have been something the people clamored for. Lead us better. I mean, poor Moses, right? I mean, he goes and he says, I'm not an eloquent speaker. And then he goes through the plagues thing. And then he has this bad season where he kills this one dude. And really, he's got to be doubting in his faith system in a dramatic way, because now he's been wandering for 40 years. Well, Joshua comes on, as you know the story probably, that Moses has taken them as far as he can, and now Joshua has the goal to get the people of Israel across the river into the promised land. Imagine the promise of the day. This land had been a distant story to share around the tables and campfires for more than four decades, and then some. After 40 years, you can wind up pretty disillusioned, right? I mean, I get frustrated when I have a bad afternoon or a bad meeting. Their joy had been challenged by recent events. When they arrived at the Jordan, they found it was a flood stage. It was menacing. It was in its speed. It was menacing in its dangerous plot. And there was no way you would walk those people across that river. And when they arrived at the Jordan, they saw this for what it was. And the people of Israel stalled out in need of a miracle. They needed a miracle once again. The river was impassable. Its crossing seemed impossible. And yet, isn't this what God had done for 40 plus years? He developed and he created and he provided just what they needed. But God stepped into their story, and he wants to step into yours as well. And he writes a narrative just as he wants to write the life narrative for you. But you might say, 12 stones, what's up with those stones? Isn't there a church named that somewhere? And yeah, it's a great church. But these stones were the stones that Joshua said, hey, we're going to intentionally take these, we're going to build something, a reminder, we're going to build a monument, we're going to build a place where we're going to remember what happened. So let me make sure you hear the importance of what's happening in this story. The Jordan is running too hard, too fast. It's flood stage. They can't cross over it. And so Joshua then says to the people, take it and take the God, if you would, just take God, because they're carrying the covenant of the ark. They're bringing this thing that, as they saw it, God lived and resided in this. And so he said, go ahead and step into the water. And when they did, God parted the river just like he had parted the Red Sea. You see, those rocks had been picked up from the bottom of a dry riverbed. You know, there's one thing about stones is that they can't stack themselves. They can't walk. They don't know the difference in wet or dry. But two things happened in this story that I don't want you to miss for this day, and that is this. Number one, to be able to say, God, I trust you. I want you to do the impossible in my life. You got to step into the water. You can't wait for it. God is longing for us to trust him, and we step into the water. And then when he parts the river for you to get where you want to be, then notice that he says, grab those stones. We're going to build an altar so that people remember this forever. And so in that moment, he takes those 12 men and they take those 12 stones and they build that altar, and it's a memorial. It's a reminder. It's a memorial that says this is something special. God has done a great work here. Friend, listen, the waters don't part unless we step into them. And without altars, we always forget and lose our way. This is the power in this story. You got to follow if you want the promise. You've got to go if you want the promise. You've got to know and be known with God if you want the promise. And you've got to give away the glory if you want the promise. You've got to go if you want it all. Friends, remember, He will part the river for you. And whatever that need is today, let Him do it. God bless you, friend. I hope to see you at Sugar Hill Church this weekend. Bye now.